1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Lee Help checking in, man. And you know how I do it, goddamn it. I get straight to it. I ain't got no time to bullshit. The presidential debate. I'm not sure if anybody's seen the presidential debate, but me personally, I seen it. And what I seen and what I got from it was my first initial thoughts was it's a shit show. This is a shit show. You know what I'm saying? The mediator of the debate had to raise his voice multiple times at both candidates. Donald Trump and Joe Biden. He had to raise his voice multiple times to tell them to really shut up. Stop talking over each other. Stop bickering at each other. Because it was like they were, it was two kids. It's like it was two kids up there having a fucking debate about nothing. They didn't pinpoint any real issues that need to be addressed. They didn't really come with any major plans that I would take a stand on, that I would personally get behind. And I was thinking, like, damn, I wonder, like, for the people that's out of the country, if they were seeing that from their point of view, if they were looking at that, I'm pretty sure their first thought was like, huh? This really the people that's leading y'all country? These are people that y'all want to lead y'all country. Like, these two ignorant motherfuckers up here talking about nothing on this, talking about shit on a stick. And I already know some motherfuckers probably was like, bruh, no. There's no way that I want to go to America. Even though that people think like America is the land of the free, home of the brave. No, it's the home of the goddamn me slaves. That's what the fuck is the home of. The home of the slaves and getting underpaid. That's exactly what the fuck is the home of. Now they got everybody rocking face masks, face muzzles. You know what I'm saying? Covering up. Even though the face mask does not work. And they had a whole segment about how the face mask does not work on the news. And I'm not sure why people still believe that this is going to prevent you from getting sick. It's not. But the whole debate, man, was a complete shit show. Honestly, how the hell can you vote for either or? You can't vote for Joe Biden. You can't vote for Donald Trump. After seeing that shit, ain't no way you can vote for either one of those motherfuckers. Trump pretty much called Joe Biden's son a cokehead, a crackhead, on stage, on live TV. Pretty much called this man's son a fucking cokehead. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was really some low blows that they were hitting, but they still wasn't hitting no real points. There was no real points that they were talking about. We need some real plans that's going to be in place for us black people, for us white people, for us Chinese people. We need real fucking plans that's going to be put into place, man, because I can't get behind that bullshit. Me personally, I cannot get behind that. I can't stand for that, because that's not how I want my life to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my life to be in their hands. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, at this point, you don't know who to vote for. I'd rather go vote for goddamn me Craig than vote for Joe Biden or vote for Trump, because both of them are rapists, racist, evil. You know what I'm saying? And people think Joe Biden is for, bruh, Joe Biden's not for us. Really? This man signed it in 1994. He signed the Crime Act bill, which means he's for mass incarceration. He signed the bill to lock all of our people up. Him and his running, his Camila, whatever the fuck her name is. And she wanted to be black, talking about Tupac is her favorite, is the best rapper alive, is the best rapper ever. Really? And kind of find out she's not really even black. Joe Biden only got her because she was quote-unquote black. He want to get the black vote. He want black people to vote for him to make it seem like that he's for us. And our vote does not matter because it is called the popular fucking vote. Not the electoral vote, man. So it's like, how in the hell you going to be dumb racist and you knowing the system is fucked up? You know the whole system is rigged. It's not for us, man. Joe Biden not for us. Donald Trump is not for us. The Republicans don't have a plan for us. The Democrats don't have a plan for us. We need to have our own fucking plan for us. We don't need nobody to govern us. We don't need nobody to govern us. Being free is our birthright. We don't need nobody over us. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, after watching that shit, bruh, I was like, I'm definitely not vote for either or. There's no way. I can't vote for nobody. I'm not going to vote because I know what the vote actually means. We might as well go on Instagram and like their pictures. That's what the fuck we need to go do. If you want to go vote, go on IG. I told my friend that this morning. I said, if you want to go vote, you talking about vote and you want to make a change and all this bullshit. Go like his picture on IG. Go like Joe Biden picture on Instagram because that's voting. That's all voting is. Bruh, I vote on me. Shit. I'm telling y'all this right motherfucker now. And after watching that debate, man, it's like, it was a shit show. It was a clown show. It was completely bullshit. It was a joke. It was a complete joke. I'm not either for Trump. I'm not either for Biden. Honestly. Fuck both of them. Both of them are evil. Both of them are down with Jeffrey Epstein. If you don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is, do your research. Jeffrey Epstein is a full-fledged fucking rapist, full-fledged molester, molesting young women, young girls. Had his own private island that most celebrities, all celebrities, used to travel to back and forth because it was young kids on that fucking island that I have no idea what the hell they possibly could be doing to those kids over there. A million plus kids go missing a year. It's not by coincidence. It's not. It's by design. They know exactly what the fuck they doing, man. They had a whole fucking island, bruh. And Joe Biden and Donald Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Flew there on multiple occasions. Will Smith, a lot of other people did. There's a whole list of them. You, Obama. But the thing is, that's some shit that people would not believe. They wouldn't believe that. You'll be better off fooling somebody than telling them how they being fooled. You know what I'm saying? You're better off fooling someone than telling them that they are being fooled, because they're gonna get fooled way quicker than you tell them that they're not being fooled. So it's like, man, once we really open our eyes and open our minds and our brains, bruh, we can do an abundance of things in this world. But the world not made for us. It's not designed for us. That's why we have to die. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're born to die. Because the world is not really made for us. Be happy while you're here, man. Love your family. Love yourself. Love your life. Take care of your health. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your wealth. And realize that nobody in office is going to dictate or control your life. They never did anything for us. Never. And they never will. Never. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't even know us. And we don't need nobody over us, man. We don't need nobody dictating us. We don't need this shit, bro. The fuck we, kids? I'm pretty sure everybody pay bills, goddamn me. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, after seeing that debate, I don't know what the fuck to think. Actually, I actually do know what to think. It was a shit show. It was a clown show. And I'm not voting for either or. It's just that simple. Bleed health out.